It's just what you like most.
Yeah.
Now, if I want a fish, I could half fry it in grease naturally, then put it in water and cut up an onion on it, and then let's smother it down. But then again, you still originally started with grease. But the best, if you want a fish and don't want all that grease and cholesterol and all that mess, you put them in a pan and put some, maybe some oil, cooking oil of some kind, not that solid stuff, in there, and put a little, put your seasoned salt there, cut your onion over or something.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the oven and let it bake, like, and then you know, it's better for you. But then again, I want fried fish. You know, it's nothing like what you want.
That's right.
You know,
uh-huh.
I'd rather special like a shad. Now my mother-in-law can cook a shad, wherein you could eat bones and all. I don't know how she bake it. She bakes it, and the bones are still there, but they're so soft that it's not like eating bones. It's just like eating.
Huh.
Gristles or something. It's,
uh-huh.
it's real soft.
Uh-huh.
But then I don't like it like that.
Yeah.
I like mine fried. So even if I have to skip a meal, whatever, I'm going to have it fried, because I'm going to have some fried fish today.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take some out of the freezer in a few minutes. I should have had it out already, but I'm going to have some fried fish for supper.
Sounds good. What about, have you ever had anything made of cornmeal that's like a mush or something?
I've heard of it, but I've never had what they call corn mush. I've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
The older people used to tell me. In fact, my father telling me about, he telling me on occasion about the corn mush.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they use it for breakfast and a breakfast meal. Like, I've never had corn mush and clabber. The older people would use it, but like I say, I've never had any of that.
What was the clabber?
Sour milk, I imagine. I don't know. That's all the thing I could think clabber came from. The milk was, about to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put it on that either.
Hmm. What about if corn's ground, a little not so fine to eat for breakfast?
Grits?
Yeah. They call it grits even when it's cooked.
Yeah, grits, I guess that's the part you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But it's grits either way.
Some people call it hominy.
Well, it's hominy grits.
Yeah.
It's grits are hominy. My grandmother used hominy. In fact, it used to be on the grits bag, hominy grits. It's grits. It's hominy grits or grits, either way,
uh-huh.
raw in the bag or in the plate. Still the same thing.
Okay. What about that? There's another kind of hominy, and it's just a whole kernel of corn, like they take the outside off somehow or something. It's not ground up like the grits are. You ever eat that? I think that's more in the northern mountain areas where they'll eat that.
What's it called?
Hominy or lye hominy, something like that. They said they used to use a lye to make those husks or the outside part of the corn come off of it before they eat it. I never eaten it myself.
No, that's one of them terms I'm not familiar with.
Okay. What about different kinds of bread made out of flour? Loaves of bread? Or?
Most of the bread that we, other than biscuits.
Uh-huh.
Biscuits is my specialty. That's my field.